Let me tell you a tale of campus sin, of tables and regents in a big sit-in, the day the students built a mountain, top a police car near Ludwig's fountain, defying law and order, thinking, God forbid. It all started out near Sather Gate. September 30th was the fateful date. The rebels sat in cans in hand, a threat to traffic on the Regent's land. Sabotage by the ISC, the Intercampus Slate Conspiracy. The rebels were ousted, the tables banned. The deans thought they had won their hand, then came a sight they never thought they'd see. A genuine sit-in at the halls of Big C. Civil disobedience, an essay come alive. That's education in action for ya. Then Sproul Hall spoke in tones of woe. From our marble steps you'll have to go. We wouldn't threaten, but we'll tell you true. Might be forced to suspend you too. Policy, you know. Regulations, we can back them up too. Call out Nolan's police. The students left the steps that night, but returned to the tables in a show of might. Cops tried to split them, but to no avail. 400 gladly went to jail, or built their own. It's the kind of jail that's surrounded on all sides by prisoners. Then came a show of patriotic might, rotten eggs bursting by the dawn's early light, red-blooded lads of Fraternity Lane, proudly upholding Cal's great name, shouting, we want our car! We want our... we want... we... Friday Eve brought a glorious sight, 500 cops just itching for a fight. Clark was bluffing, Mario knew, but they signed a pact and the cops withdrew. They'll write a book about it, they'll call it a motorcycle for your thoughts. The FSM is now in action at the multi-U, there's a multi-faction. Free speech is coming, cause some spoke out. To get all our rights, we're gonna have to shout, but don't worry. It's okay if you wake the people up, cause morning's come.